I'm Shan Rose. This is Straight From Rose, your front row seat to government, community, and all the in-between tea. Served, informed, not messy. So when it hits your timeline, you say it loud with your chest. You heard it straight from Rose. Thank you for tuning in on another episode of Straight From Rose podcast. I want to thank the listeners, subscribers, and more importantly, those who take their time to reach out and ask questions so that I can help you here while I'm on the podcast. So today we're going to focus a little bit on who does what does who, how's the divide, the split, and more importantly, the collaboration between the city and the county commissioners to create the best place for everyone to live, work, and play. So there's a current election going on in Orange County, and I think I just want to spend a little bit of time explaining. Every city, while everybody, you know, always says like Orlando is the overarching city, technically everybody is in Orange County. So there's Orange County government that oversees every single function of our community, from animal services to streets and drainage, to potholes, sidewalks, roadways, public safety, firefighters, law enforcement. But then what happens in certain portions of Orange County, there have been what's called city incorporations. So there's been an investment and a group of people come petition and say this acreage of land should be its own municipality. They want to govern themselves, would love the support of the county in different areas, which typically does happen. But more importantly, they want to make sure that the residents who live in that community can get their undivided and typically more assistance. But what does still happen is there's still an Orange County commissioner for every municipality, even with those with commissioners. So if you go as far north as, say, as Apopka, right? Apopka has its own city council, but they also all have their own county commissioner and they work together. So District 5 specifically, we have my counterpart is Commissioner Mike Scott at the county, and we work together in areas both, you know, he has areas that are not in the city of Orlando limits, for example, Tangelo Park. But then there's areas like Paramore and Ivy Lane that overlap each other. And so we work together to address the concerns of the individuals in the community. So what has been happening around the area, there's a couple things. Orange County just added two new commissioner seats, District 7 and District 8. So by adding two new county commission seats, the county had to do what's called redistricting, where you draw the map and you try to equally divide the population amongst all commissioners. So what has happened is there are some overlapping in District 5 specifically that Commissioner Scott no longer oversees and we no longer work together on, because a new commissioner will be governing that corridor. So what happens is there's an election coming up. So for the listeners out there, even no matter what municipality you live in, whether you live in Orlando, you live in Maitland, you live in Windermere, while you have a city election that is not taking place, you will have the opportunity to vote on a county commissioner who will govern your community and will address the needs of your community. And I say Windermere does not have one this year because Commissioner Nicole Wilson got reelected 2 years ago. So ultimately, you will see, and so I'll say this, the area that is getting a change that directly impacts District 5 is the Mercy Drive corridor. So Commissioner Scott, no longer effective November, once the elections are over, will no longer oversee the Mercy Drive corridor. In collaboration with me, it will be whoever the new District 7 commissioner is. So if anyone comes knocking on your door, leaving literature, yes, I am still your city commissioner, but I will have a new counterpart at the county who will work to address our concerns in the Mercy Drive corridor. Commissioner Scott and I will continue to serve the rest of District 5 together from downtown, which he has just received with this new redistricting. It will be downtown to Metro West, but it's everything south of Colonial. So we will still share Ivy Lane, the Malibu area. We will still have those communities together. So I wanted to share that little snippet because it's important for you to understand the changes. Understand I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. But more importantly, to know that there are some concerns that come to me and there are some concerns that go to the county. I think it's really important to understand the government that serves you because it makes for faster service. So, for example, throughout the entire Orange County, no matter which municipality you live in, animal services are all done at the Orange County level. So I remember last year, and I don't know if you've seen it, you saw it on social media, there were bears running around Paramore. There was a little black bear that was running across a 408 wall. That was not a, while most folks call, you might have called 911 because you saw it and you were scared, or you called my office. That is governed by Orange County. Orange County does all animal services. And so it's important because what I want to let the listeners know, it's important to know both your electeds here in the Orange County region, but your electeds, period. Like, we live here in the community together. We work on policies, programming, but your input is really important in how we do things and where we're going as a community. I would say District 5 has, I would say we're in a really good space now. The collaboration, the partnership in getting things done from streetlights in our community to, you know, addressing flooding issues in our community. We have a really great partnership with the county, and I want to shout out Orange County. But the roles look a little bit different because we've got different pots of funds. Some funds we do have access to at the city, some funds we don't. So for example, tourist development tax, we don't have access, we don't collect it in the city of Orlando, the county collects that. So then as a municipality, we'll go and say, hey, Orange County, we are working on this event that will bring thousands of people and we'll have millions of dollars of impact. Can you help subsidize it? And so, you know, when people think about why would one government entity go to another government entity? We're all here together. You know, we're all here to serve. We're all here to do and bring exciting things. We're all here to develop our communities, make sure we have, you know, safe streets, make sure that we have floodless streets. So, you know, working together, collaborating together is what's most important. Ultimately, I'd say here in Orange County, there were parts of the community that were developed before they became into the city. And so one may ask, how does a city come into make its own? Or how do you get parts of Orange County, which is classified as unincorporated county? What happens is something called annexing. So you find an area and you say, we want to bring this into a municipality and we want to address, you know, the concerns. So ultimately, Orange County existed before the city of Orlando. Like, you had an Orange County, the government itself was here. And then parts of the cities all said, hey, we want to make our own cities. So what happens is you have infrastructure that are years old because they were created a long time ago. So it's like, hey, remember I came and I got this piece of land from you and we're working. Hey, we need a little bit more help. So that's what you'll see, a lot of collaboration and connection with the city and the county when it comes to, you know, representing folks. The easiest way, and for all my listeners from Orange County, and usually other cities are shaped the same way and function the same way. The easiest way in Orange County, Florida, to know where you are is by looking at the street sign. So if you are driving somewhere and you see an orange on the street sign, so if, let's say, for instance, you are on Rio Grande, because Rio Grande, part of that is city, part of that is county. If you're on Rio Grande Avenue and you see a little orange in the corner, that means you're in the county. If you see a little blue fountain, you're in the city. But every municipality, no matter where it is in the Orange County region, has their name on the street sign. So if you're in the city of Maitland, you'll see Maitland. If you're in the city of Eatonville, you'll see Eatonville. But your street sign determines who will help you if you have a concern. And that's also important when it comes to, you know, trash, lights, et cetera. But those make a difference. Like your services that you need, that's what makes a determination on who you call. So if, let's say, for instance, you're driving down the street and, you know, you see, and I want to encourage everyone. This is all our community. So if you see something, say something. Let's say, for instance, you're driving down the street and a light is out. You look up and you say, okay, the light's out. Who do I call? Typically, like I said, you look up. I encourage everyone, and I accept all phone calls. So if you want to call my office or you want to email my office, district5@orlando.gov. But I encourage you to get involved. If you see like a missing street name or a myth, the light is not working, you look up and you see an orange, you call the Orange County government, or you Google missing street sign Orange County, Florida. But that's how we get more involved and engaged in who's providing services, from garbage to emergency services and the parks and everything else around. Everywhere has boundaries, and when it comes to, you know, the governing agencies. So we had a little bit of lesson today on Orange County government, city government, how we work together, how we function together. It's a partner. Our collaborative effort is to make sure that everyone has a better quality of life, no matter where you live in Orange County. City of Orlando working well with Orange County government to provide the needs of the community, from addressing our environmental issues to addressing our safety issues. Creating a better quality of life is what's most important. If you want to learn more about your elected officials, I would literally just say Google City of Orlando electeds, Orange County electeds, and each commission and each body of governing have maps that determine what part of what community you live in. So whether you live in, you want to know, hey, I live in District 5, or what area do I live in? So those things are all accessible by Googling City of Orlando elected officials, as well as Orange County government. I'm going to shift the conversation just a little bit, because I want us to really get an understanding of some of the challenges that both the city and the county, and I'd say this entire country, is facing, and how we're working on it. And rising costs are impacting us every single day. And ultimately and unfortunately, what is happening is the rising costs, specifically in our housing area, is causing homeless issue. But I want to reassure listeners, there is active work being done, and there are active plans in place to address those concerns. We continue every year to do the point in time count with the Coalition for the Homeless and Homeless Services Network and the Christian Service Center, and working together collaboratively. And actually, I'll probably bring the agencies on so you can hear more from them. But ultimately, collectively, the city and the county, we are working to address economic concerns. How do we meet all of your needs? So whether you live in a community that homelessness is your issue, we're addressing that. Or if you live in a community where you need more parks and recreation centers, we're addressing those too, because that's all part of the quality of life. You know, being able to have a space and a place to go outside and enjoy the great outdoors is important for everyone. But when we talk about, and I'm going to stick right on homelessness for a little bit, because in District 5, we have a big bulk of the homeless services for the entire region, from the homeless shelters that we have to our day centers and day services over at the Christian Service Center to our new innovative 407 Connect, which is a bus that houses up to 41 individuals every day and provides wraparound services. But these are individuals who are financial ready. They just need some time to get and gather themselves to be able to move into a place. So whether they receive a disability, whether they receive retirement, or whether they have a job and just can't seem to get and connect to get their own place. The county provides a lot of resources to nonprofits in our community to be able to address housing crisis. But more importantly, the city and the county are investing millions of dollars in affordable housing. It can not only take government to do it, it must take true public-private partnerships, which is what we use as models to create housing opportunities. But we have investing millions of dollars in affordable housing, from rehabbing of motels into apartment complexes in the community to building new senior developments. So affordable housing is definitely a big, important piece. But the piece that the city of Orlando has been intentional on, specifically in the Paramore community, we've been really, really intentional on home ownership. And with that includes a lot of our community partners, such as Habitat for Humanities, who they also are working on, you know, they're chipping away at home ownership. It evolves every day, because what does happen, and I want to hone in and I want folks to realize, inflation is real. Construction costs are real. So, you know, what once seemed like, you know, when I think back, I was talking to somebody recently and they were like, yeah, my mom paid $50,000 for their house. And I was like, $50,000? And she paid cash for that? And they were like, you know, no, that was back in the 90s. And, you know, it's a 3-2. And I look at the value of the home now and it's $200,000, right? So when we think about something that 20 years ago was such a small amount, at that, what seems like a small amount to us at that time, what it equates to today, you're looking at, you know, the things are evolving and things are changing. So I think for the community, what we are intentional on doing is ensuring where we know that there is an affordable housing crisis, so to speak. What we are doing is working on upskilling individuals in our community. And so I would say there is a job opportunity for individuals, no matter how old or how young you are, to get involved and to get a better paying job. We've got a lot of community partners. We've got a lot of resources that are making that happen every day. And so what we do at the city and at the county is we are investing in those programs. We are letting the construction agency and the world out there know, hey, we need better paying jobs. So, you know, at the city level, we do invest in high wage jobs. We do invest in bringing organizations and companies into our community that will bring better paying jobs. For example, EA was one of those. You know, when EA came into the District 5 downtown area, it was known that they were going to bring higher paying jobs. When Travel and Leisure, when they came, they brought 900 jobs with them. Think about that number. One office building, 900 jobs. So the continual investment in the city and the county into our communities to create opportunities to address the housing crisis and the affordability crisis, we actively go out and seek better ways. So what may look like to on the outside, oh, we're just filling up buildings. No, what we are doing is we are creating opportunities, and we're doing it intentionally. You know, the market is changing. There's different trends. And how do you keep up with those trends? How do you keep up with technology? And, you know, we're renovating. We're going to look at renovating Bob Carr to be a tech hub, and the evolution of the community, the market, and staying there, meeting people where they are, meeting the needs of the community, is what the city and the county is actively doing. But all of that takes your participation. It takes you, no matter where you are in your life right now, saying, hey, you know, I want to do better. But what does do better look like? What does it mean in the space that I am? Does it mean going back to college? Does it mean going to a trade school? Does it mean, you know, I might have to take an assessment and figure out where I need to be? We have all of those tools right in our community. We have job opportunities. I've been extremely intentional on second chance job opportunities. We are rolling out a partnership, and it will come out in full details. But for those who don't know, the Orange County Jail, they offer a construction program. And so I am actively working with several organizations in our community for job placement. When you think about second chance, that plays a role in our communities, no matter what part of the community. You know, some people have made bad decisions, but that your past shouldn't determine your future, and everyone should have equal access to a brighter future. And so, you know, those are the things that we continue. So when you think about, you know, the Orange County Jail having a program, that's the partnership with the county government, seeing a need, meeting a need. And so here I am in the city. We've got plenty of development, plenty of projects happening around our region. How do we provide opportunities? How do we work together collectively to reduce recidivism? And I would say, for those who have doubt, the city of Orlando is really looking to meet all needs, no matter what that looks like, no matter who you are. And we have a great partner in Orange County government to make that happen, from continuing to create world-class venues, which are job opportunities, no matter if it's from the day you break ground to every event that takes place, from making sure when it rains, it doesn't flood, that the rain and the water properly drain in our communities, whether it's creating the next doctor in our community or the next lawyer in our community. Orange County and the city of Orlando are actively and committed to ensuring the best quality of life. And I want you to have faith in us. And I want to say this, check in on us sometimes, because sometimes, you know, we work behind what may not be seen up front. Y'all may see the pictures and the photo ops, as some folks like to call it. The work that goes behind some of the things that we do, that, I mean, there's no ends to it. I would say we do a great job of true private-public partnerships. Recently, I cut the ribbon at the Jackson Center, and the DeVos family, they donated funds to that with their Orlando Magic Youth Foundation. And so the community partnerships to create a better place to live, a better place for everyone to live, work, and play, is what I actively do every day as your elected body. And so typically on the show, there's a segment that I segue into where I answer a question or concern. I don't give out information, but this is a way for you to share, you know, things that you may be going through and how we can work together. So there are some places that are not the best. Recently, we had a resident who reached out. She has been having some true concerns with the apartment complex that she lives in. And she reached out. We were able to go out, look at the issues with her apartment complex and the management. And we were able to, like, one by one, go through every single one of her concerns and work on a timeline and work on a schedule. I'm going to say this. Every apartment complex is not the same. Every apartment complex manager is not the same. But the individual who gets up to leave their home to be able to help you where you live, their job is not easy, because sometimes they're on very limited budgets. Sometimes, you know, some of the residents may not be the best. But what I can say is, every time I reach out to an apartment complex, management works to address the concerns. And what I want everyone to know is, sometimes they may have it in their head when something is supposed to happen, and unfortunately, it may really not be their fault. So I want to ask my listeners, no matter where you live, go a little bit lighter on your apartment manager. Be a little nice. Understand the issues that you may go through in your apartment was not their fault. But most of them are there to help you. So that is my challenge for my listeners. Take it easy. I would say inform your apartment management of what is going on. In a case, if you live in District 5 and you feel like you've gone to your apartment manager and it hasn't gotten addressed, you can reach out to my office. But the biggest thing is don't assume that people know what you're going through inside of your four walls. I've had a resident reach out about the parking garage that they live in was unclean. And I work with management and now they have a whole cleaning schedule for cleaning. So, you know, sometimes folks don't know what you're experiencing. So that's my encouragement for the listeners based on, you know, a recent email that I've gotten about an apartment complex and some of the concerns that they had. You know, we were able to go out. We got the list of all their concerns. Management was able to give a timeline and a guide on when they should get things done, when they're approaching and addressing them. And we are working to make sure that we improve the quality of life for where you live here in the city of Orlando, in your home, your residence, your apartment complex, while you're driving out, while you're at our parks. If you see something, you say something. And it doesn't matter what it is. I know typically that's, you know, tied to like criminal activity. But no, if you're, you know, just today I was driving and I realized there was a street sign missing. Being able to say, hey, literally, email district5@orlando.gov. I was here. I saw this. I was there. I saw that. There's a pothole. There's, you know, whatever. So that we can collectively work to improve our community. This is Sharon Rose. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From Rose podcast. Until next time.